On April 2nd, federal judge John D. Bates for the District of Columbia issued a ruling which allows detainees held indefinitely without charge by the U.S. military in Afghanistan be entitled to challenge their detention in U.S. courts. This same right is accorded by the U.S. Supreme Court to detainees held at the U.S. Guantanamo Naval Base. The case involves three men captured outside Afghanistan who have been imprisoned at the U.S. Bagram Air Base there without charge or trial for 6 years. Although President Obama has ordered the closure of the Guantanamo detention camp, his administration has taken the contradictory position that the Bagram Air Base and its detainees should remain beyond the reach of U.S. courts. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Tina Foster, founder and executive director of the International Justice Network, who serves as a lead counsel in several of the Bagram detainee cases. She discusses how this case affects the Bush-era conflict over the power of the judiciary to review executive branch authority, to declare an individual an enemy combatant and imprison them indefinitely. Foster also comments on Spanish judge Baltasar Garzón's launching of an investigation into the criminal authorization of torture authored by six former Bush administration legal advisors under the doctrine of universal jurisdiction.
It's a very significant decision. It's the first time that a U.S. court has looked into the case of any of the thousands of detainees that are being held outside of Guantanamo but in U.S. custody. While the decision itself, the judge was very careful to specify that it only pertained to the four cases before him, you know, it obviously opens the door to others who are in similar legal black holes to be able to challenge their detention in U.S. courts.
Tina, I wanted to ask you, who were the detainees involved in this case? I understand they were foreign nationals captured outside of Afghanistan and then brought to the Bagram prison, held there for 6 years. But who were they?
For example, one of our clients, Amin al-Bakri was his name. He's a Yemeni father of two, family man, a businessman who was on a trip to Thailand in, I think it was in 2002, when he was abducted and disappeared for several years before his family eventually got a letter from the International Committee of the Red Cross, which is the body that monitors some of these detention facilities secretly, under an agreement with the United States government. But he received a letter that was delivered through the International Red Cross, his family did, and at that point contacted local human rights groups who eventually got in touch with us, and we filed the case on his behalf. And since that time, he hasn't been allowed to speak with any attorney. He hasn't been given any process. We don't know why he's being held there. He hasn't been accused of any crime. He's just been languishing in Bagram prison without charge in U.S. custody for the past 6 years, and we're still being denied access to him.
Tina Foster, there are many people in the country who are hoping that when President Barack Obama was elected to the White House that he'd make a clean break with Bush administration policy on accruing to itself enormous powers, according to many, in violation of the Constitution, where the executive branch can hold detainees forever without having any judicial oversight. But disturbingly, in this case, President Obama and his administration hold that the Bagram Air Base was somehow beyond the reach of U.S. courts, even as they stated that they were going to close down Guantanamo. It seemed that they were reserving this spot to hold detainees from all over the world out of the reach of U.S. courts.
This was a Bush administration creation. It predated Guantanamo, and while you know, many of us in the rights community were screaming loudly about Guantanamo, our organization, the International Justice Network, was the only organization until very recently to talk about Bagram. So, you know, I think that the public education campaign that happened for Guantanamo hasn't happened yet for Bagram, and shows like yours are doing a great service in having this issue be raised. But I think it's important to remember that Obama's going to have another chance at this, I think, because while they didn't do the right thing when they came back and announced that they weren't going to change the position immediately in the legal cases, you could kind of, give him a little, throw him a little slack because, you know, it was only a month into the administration and some of the people that had to make the key decisions weren't in office yet. At this point, they're at a critical crossroads because they're going to have to decide whether or not they want to appeal this case. And, you know, I think it'll be a pretty good litmus test to see whether this administration wants to spend the time, effort, and resources in defending the prior administration's policy, which it has disavowed, at least as it concerns Guantanamo.
Spanish Judge Baltazar Garzon has opened up a new criminal investigation into Bush administration officials for authorizing torture, and that includes Alberto Gonzalez, David Addington, Douglas Feith, William Haynes, John Yoo, and Jay Bybee. What do you think the effect of Judge Baltazar Garzon's initiating this case will have on the Obama administration to take seriously many people in this country's sentiment that Bush administration officials should be investigated, not in Spain, but here in the United States?
The Spanish prosecutor is, you know, maybe the first in the line of people in the international community to come out and say, look, you know, these guys shouldn't be able to get away with some of the things that they've admitted on the record publicly that they've done. I hope that the Obama administration takes that seriously, and I hope, you know, moreover, that it gives them some courage to make more concessions to those that have a independent special prosecutor appointed. I think there's also the possibility for the Obama administration to appoint a commission of inquiry into some of the practices that have happened, because I think we've only scratched the surface. It's only the tip of the iceberg, the torture, rendition, all of these practices that have been going on. I don't think that the American people even know a fraction of what's been done in their name.
That was Tina Foster, Executive Director of the International Justice Network. To learn more about the legal case involving prisoners at the Bagram U.S. Air Base in Afghanistan, visit the network's website at ijnetwork.org.